KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 78 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In area news, police in Clarinda are investigating an incident of vandalism perpetrated on an SUV owned by the Clarinda School District. Chief Keith Brothers said on Sunday that officers were called to the central office parking lot on East Nottoway Street Saturday to investigate a broken door glass on a 1997 Chevy Suburban. The damage was estimated at $250. Officials have no suspects at this time. Brothers reports also the arrest early Sunday morning of 29-year-old Edward Dwayne Mays of Clarinda. Mays was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. on a charge of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, first offense. He was being held in the Page County Jail on $1,000 bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Also arrested Sunday morning was 23-year-old Joseph Cody Foster of Shambaugh. Foster was arrested after officers in Clarinda attempted to speak with him about an incident of harassment. Police Chief Keith Brothers said officers responded to the Clarinda Regional Help Center just after 9 a.m. Sunday, following a report an employee at the facility was being harassed. Officers located Foster in the area of the health center, operating a 2000 Ford Taurus. When they attempted to stop the vehicle, Foster failed to stop, and a pursuit ensued. Foster proceeded south on U.S. Highway 71 to 511 West Street, Shambaugh, where he surrendered to officers. Foster was taken into custody and charged with going armed with intent, carrying dangerous weapons, eluding a law enforcement vehicle, harassment in the first degree, driving with a suspended license, and some additional traffic infractions. The man was taken to the Page County Jail, where he was held without bail pending an initial appearance before the Page County Magistrate. The Clarinda Police Department was assisted in covering the incident by the Page County Sheriff's Department. The incident remains under investigation and was being submitted to the Page County Attorney's Office for review and the filing of formal charges. News time is 8:02.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you, a 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com. Smartphones required a data package.
Officers in Clarinda investigated a property damage accident Friday evening. Officials say 16-year-old Tanner Clayton Marriott of Clarinda was driving a 2004 Dodge Ram pickup through the Hy-Vee parking lot at around 6:10 p.m. when the vehicle was hit by a car that was backing out of a parking stall. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $500. Damage to the 2001 Mitsubishi Eclipse, driven by 27-year-old Timothy Mark Hudson of Clarinda, was estimated at $2,000. Neither driver was injured and no citations were issued. And this past Wednesday, June 27th, Cody James Sump reported to police in Clarinda that golf and fishing equipment had been stolen from his truck. Sometime between June 13th and 14th, while the truck was parked at the Clarinda Country Club or the Inda Clare Recreation Parlor, the property was valued at $700. There are no suspects at this time, and the incident remains under investigation. The Atlantic Police Department reports this morning that the APD, Atlantic Fire Department, and the State Fire Marshal's Office are investigating an arson fire at a property owned by Hockenberry Family Care at 602 Oak Street in Atlantic. That fire occurred last month. If anyone has any information about that fire, you're asked to contact the Atlantic Police Department at 712-243-3512. Information that leads to a conviction could get up to a $10,000 reward through the arson hotline. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County arrested a Villisca woman Saturday night on an OWI charge. 42-year-old Stacy S. Shepherd was arrested at around 9:35 p.m. following a traffic stop on 4th Street in Villisca. Officials say the woman was pulled over for a driving infraction. During questioning, it was determined Shepherd was allegedly intoxicated. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, booked in, and later released after posting bond. The City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission is set to meet this afternoon, and during their 5:30 p.m. session in the Council's chambers at City Hall, the Commission will review the site plans for a building at 406 West 7th Street. In other business, the P&Z Commission will review and discuss the first drafts of a zoning ordinance update. A nine-state Midwest and Plains Economic Survey Index fell for the second straight month in June. A survey report released today for the Mid-America Business Conditions Index says it dropped to 57.2 last month, compared with 57.6 in May. The index was at 60 in April. In the survey, any score above 50 suggests growth. A score below 50 suggests decline. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the businesses that were surveyed are still benefiting from healthy farm income and exports, but the activity is slowing. Global economic problems are pushing export orders into negative territory. A quarter of the managers surveyed say the biggest hurdle in the next year is the implementation of health care reform. A dozen Union Pacific employees will ring the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange this afternoon to celebrate the railroad's 150th birthday. The nation's largest railroad will also celebrate at its Omaha headquarters today with a bell-ringing reception for its employees. Union Pacific is holding a number of events this year to commemorate the day when President Abraham Lincoln signed the law creating the railroad on July 1, 1862. The only problem with today's celebration is that it's happening one day after the actual anniversary. Union Pacific had to adjust its plans because July the 1st falls on a Sunday this year. Union Pacific started laying rail in Council Bluffs and worked westward to meet the Central Pacific Railroad. The Transcontinental Railroad was completed in 1869. The Des Moines Airport is serving passengers at a record pace that could top 2 million this year. The Des Moines Register reports that industry officials attribute the passenger growth to an improved Iowa economy and existing air carriers adding capacity. Business is expected to improve even more when low-cost provider Southwest Airlines begins operations in Des Moines on September 30th. More than 820,500 passengers passed through the Des Moines Airport from January through May, up nearly 10% from last year. That puts the airport in a position to surpass 2004, its best year, when it served 1.99 million passengers. Passenger growth in Des Moines counters the national trend. The Federal Aviation Administration says the number of flights nationally has dipped slightly. In Iowa, airline passengers joke about whether a U.S. Airways flight crew had been partying, kept the plane from leaving Des Moines for several hours. A Saturday morning flight to Charlotte, North Carolina had already been delayed 2 hours to 9 a.m. before the incident. Airline spokeswoman Tina Swale said the original delay happened because the crew's previous flight arrived late the night before. When passengers boarded the plane, one of them asked the crew whether they'd been out partying too much the night before. That joke forced the flight to be delayed until 1 p.m. because the airline decided to administer drug tests to the crew, and all passengers were removed from the plane during the testing. Swale says the airline takes any accusation like that very seriously. Analysts predicted this spring that gasoline would be selling in Iowa for $4 a gallon by the 4th of July, but that won't happen, with Independence Day only a couple of days away. The statewide average for gas is around $3.40 a gallon. Rayola Durr, the chief economist for the American Petroleum Institute, said the recent drops in crude oil prices reflect a larger problem.
The reason is a little upsetting that the world's economy is on a downturn, not as robust as we had hoped.
Iowa's gas prices have fallen about a dime a gallon in the past week or so, but they're a few cents higher than the national average. As for what the rest of summer may hold, she says it's very hard to predict the movement in gasoline prices, as demonstrated by the forecasts from this spring.
There's a lot of instability in the world's market still. In the Middle East, where we don't know how those supplies are going to play out for the rest of the year. We don't know what's going to happen with the economies in the world.
Even with the lower gas prices, Durr said that there are several things Iowa drivers can do to improve mileage and save money.
Have your car tuned. That'll save about a mile per gallon. You can have your tires properly inflated. That's another mile per gallon. If you drive 55 miles an hour compared to 65, you could save 2 miles a gallon.
It's a challenge lately, but she says if you use your air conditioner sparingly, you'll save another 2 miles a gallon. She says drivers can save between 10 and 20% at the pump if they take good care of their vehicles and watch their driving habits. Taking a look at national news headlines, utilities are working again today to restore power to more than 2 million people in the Mid-Atlantic region in the aftermath of Friday's fierce storm. Not only are homes without air conditioning, but there are signal outages from Virginia to New Jersey, as far as west as Ohio, and some roads are closed. More evacuation orders are being lifted as firefighters continue to make progress battling a 28-square-mile wildfire near Colorado Springs that's destroyed nearly 350 homes and left 2 people dead. Wildfires are also still burning in 6 other states. California is about to become the first state in which lenders can be told to hold off on foreclosing on a property. The bill expected to pass the state legislature today would prohibit lenders from foreclosing while the borrower looks at alternatives such as loan modification. And a Georgia woman who contracted a rare flesh-eating disease is set to leave the hospital today after nearly 2 months. Once Amy Copeland is released from Doctors Hospital in Augusta, she'll move to an inpatient rehab clinic. The 24-year-old University of West Georgia student got the infection after cutting herself in a fall from a zip line. Her left leg, right foot, and both hands were amputated. KJAN News Time is 8:11.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store in Atlantic. Is your internet connection driving you up the wall? Off more than it's on, constantly buffering when you're trying to watch video, slower than slow, or just no service at all to your home? Well, I have a solution for you. Dish High-Speed Internet powered by Exceed. Dish High-Speed Internet powered by Exceed has download speeds up to 12 megs. That's fast. With 3 different package options, just choose how much you'll need. All plans feature the same high speed with successively higher allowances at each point. Bundle up your internet service with qualifying Dish package and get $5 monthly bundled discount on 1 bill. Stop in the TV store, your local Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032 for all the details on satellite broadband that goes beyond your wildest expectations. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary. Visit your authorized Dish retailer for availability details, terms and conditions, and ViaSat's ad allowance policy.
And taking a look at our funeral announcements here this morning on KJAN. Joyce Lewis, age 75 of Panora, died June the 25th at her winter home in Lakeland, Florida. A funeral service for Joyce Lewis will be held today at 10 o'clock at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Susan M. Simonson, age 62 of Akron, Iowa, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Susan Simonson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Akron. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Frank M. Jessen, age 87 of Stewart, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Frank Jessen will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Burdette Shorty Parrott, age 91 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Shorty Parrott will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Morrell, age 87 of Ocala, Florida, died June 21st in Lake City, Florida. Funeral services for Richard Morrell will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Gray United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Harold William Kleinpaste, age 92 of Harlan, died June the 9th. Funeral services for Harold Kleinpaste will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. The Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Wayne Abbott, age 90, of New Hampton and formerly of the Greenfield area, died Friday in Rochester, Minnesota. Funeral services for Wayne Abbott will be held on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Gloria Faye Erickson, age 84 of Griswold, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Gloria Erickson will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.